You know, this is the time of year when those fake debt collectors start calling you on the phone.
Sure.
And so brought you some information on that. Look, don't give in to the harassing calls from these fake debt collectors who try to pressure you into paying money that you don't owe. Scammers are being more deceptive than ever, and this perennial scam is back in the news after a recent Federal Trade Commission settlement. Now, here's how the scam works, Scott. You've never been laid on a loan or a credit card payment, but you start receiving harassing calls from debt collectors. The frequency increases, and you even get a voicemail message that goes something like this. This is the Civil Investigations Unit. We are contacting you in regards to a complaint being filed against you pursuant to a claim and affidavit number such and such, where you have been named a respondent in a court action and must appear. You or your attorney will have 24 to 48 hours to call us about this matter, and they give you a phone number. The message sounds official, but you are being targeted by a debt collection scam. These scammers use fictitious names that imply they are affiliated with a law firm. They're not. These scammers threaten that if you don't pay, there'll be serious consequences, such as you'd be sued, be arrested at work, have your wages garnished, or forced to appear in court thousands of miles away from home. They call you at home and at work, and often they know information about you and your family. So you get to thinking they really are who they say they are. Except for one big thing. Despite the threats, these debt collectors, these so-called debt collectors, don't have any power over you. They don't have the authority to make those kinds of threats. Don't give in and pay money you don't owe. It's likely scammers will be back for more. So we have a bunch of advice about this. If people will call us, Scott, or just send me an email, I'll be happy to share this information with them. But some of the tips, ask the debt collector to provide official validation notice of the debt. Debt collectors are required by law. Now, this is real debt collectors, of course.
Right.
They're required by law to provide the information in writing, and you must include the amount of the debt, the name of the creditor, and the statement of your rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. If the self-proclaimed collector won't provide the information, just hang up. There are a lot of tips like this. I'd be glad to share them with people. Just give me a call or give us an email, and we'll be glad to help them.
All right. Sounds good. Then give them the contact info.
260-2222 or look us up on the web at bbb.org.